Joining me on the show is Nikki Hayes Ford, assistant coach for the Drake Bulldogs, as they get sent to take on Mizzou in the NCAA Women's Tournament in Iowa City. Congratulations on another terrific season with the Bulldogs, coach. 27-6 overall, 17-1 in the Valley. So you're watching the selection show, and your name comes up next to Mizzou for the Monroe City native. What was your reaction?
Well, thanks so much, Brad, for having me on. But, you know, it was a really strange day because, again, obviously, you know, like that the bracket got leaked. We all found out differently. You know, I found out because I got a text message from another coach asking for a scout of an opponent that we played earlier in the year. And I'm like, I was currently talking to our director of athletics about like where we could possibly be seated. And I look at my phone and I was like, why would they be already asking me about scouts? And then right after that, I started getting text messages. Well, our team we're off social media for like the rest of the NCAA tournament. We've decided as a team that we're not going to go on social media. So none of us had been on Twitter to see any of this. And so it just snowballs in a crazy fun way from there. Like I find out then, like I'm friends with the Associated Press guy, you know, the head of the Associated Press, and he calls me and he's like, is this true? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you're playing Missouri in Iowa City. You know, Jenny's in a meeting and like, so we can't get her out of it. So it's like, it just was like crazy fun, you know, and we finally get validation that it's real and it's in fact, it was a leak. It's a real bracket. And then it was kind of just like fun chaos, you know, and then a little bit of me wants to kind of throw up because of my tie to Missouri with my sister and my family. And I've already been told by my sister that like her boys will not be wearing Drake blue. They have to wear Missouri colors and all that stuff like that. But it was just fun. It was just a really fun couple of hours. They kind of changed like our emotions because we were pretty down after our performance on Saturday in the conference championship, and it really kind of gave us like a little pep in our step.
All right. Well, you've mentioned a couple of things we should pick through right there. Your sister and her connection to Mizzou.
Yeah, I mean, my whole family has a connection to Missouri. I'm the only one that did not attend Missouri. I went to Truman State, obviously, and. My sister played softball at Mizzou. It was a good player for them back in the early 2000s. And then now she's like her official title is executive senior associate AD, for their scholarship fund. So she's very involved in everything day to day. And, her and her husband have, you know, make their home in Columbia and they own CJ's. And, I think their first words their kids spoke were probably something to do with Missouri. But yeah, so she's obviously been a Tiger since day one. And so this has been kind of fun, but also kind of both makes us want to throw up a little bit.
And then you mentioned the disappointment. You lost to Missouri State in your conference championship game. And then you come in and you knew you were an NCAA tournament team. But talk about your season overall. Missouri State obviously is in the tournament. They got you a couple times. You got them once. How was the Missouri Valley this year on the women's side?
Obviously, the Missouri Valley Conference as a whole was much, much improved. I think everyone's improved. The conference is just getting better, which is obviously good for us. I mean, we were able to get an at-large bid. One in part to our non-conference schedule and the wins we got there, but two, because the Valley, I think our overall strength or RPI was a 13 as a conference, which is a big improvement from the last couple years. So, you know, that was for the Valley, obviously has gotten better. And yeah, we like everyone, I think, but our team and our coaching staff was talking about this streak of however many games, I don't even know how many games it got to, quite honestly, but because to us that didn't matter. Streaks didn't matter. We just wanted to continue to get better and take our team to different levels and all that stuff like that. So we were just disappointed that we didn't get better in like those couple of games. But, you know, Missouri State played a great game. on Sunday, and we just, again, we're disappointed with our performance, and it just wasn't quite Drake basketball, but we're just excited about this opportunity now for this new season.
Nicky Hayes, Fort, my guest, Monroe City native, joining me here on the program to talk about Drake and Mizzou. For Tiger fans curious about Drake, you know, you could make a case that your team is underseeded. For one, you've got a victory over South Carolina, so that ought to open the ears of Mizzou fans listening in. Was that a conscious effort, try to beef up that non-conference and challenge yourself? You knew you had a good team.
Well, we knew we had a good team coming back, and we did really want to challenge ourselves in the non-conference. And, you know, like, it's scheduling is a little challenging here at Drake to get some Power Fives that want to come play us, and especially here in Des Moines. So we just chose to go play them in other places. So we entered one of those MTEs that was in Vancouver, and we opened up against Rutgers, and we played Rutgers, Notre Dame, and South Carolina, and we beat Rutgers and South Carolina. So ended up being a great trip for our team, and I think it built some confidence that we can, like, compete and beat, like, some of these Power Five schools that are championship-level teams, you know?
Well, we've mentioned your emotions as far as playing the University of Missouri. One of your top scorers, Sarah Ryan, on this Drake team is from Eldon, Missouri. What's going to be her emotions in playing against the University of Missouri?
You know, I don't know what Sarah's going to feel about playing Missouri. You know, Sarah's just such a great player for us, and she's had such a great career. And we look for her to do so many things for us, you know, as a team. And, you know, she's just so steady. So I'm sure there's going to be something for her. I mean, we have several connections to Missouri, and Missouri has several connections to us. So, you know, I don't think that we'll have any of that. I think it's more just like we're excited because, you know, our players know Missouri, and they feel, you know, like our players are basketball junkies. They watch games all the time. And, you know, our players are just excited that our fans get to be at our fans and families get to come watch us play in the NCAA tournament that we didn't get sent to a coast. And, you know, so I think they're just going to all be super excited.
Nicky Hayes Fort, my guest. Drake ranked 25th in the coaches poll. Maybe we pick up right there, the regional in Iowa City. You've played Iowa earlier this season competitively, lost that game. You got Mizzou, Mercer's in there. What are your thoughts on this regional? It would appear that there are multiple teams that can win this thing.
Yeah, I think every team in our little pod is good, is really good. I mean, Mercer obviously went undefeated in their conference, like, again, I think for the third or fourth year in a row. Iowa is obviously very, very good. You know, we competed against them this year and lost by 9. And then, you know, Missouri's, like, is a really, really good SEC team, you know, that's really playing good basketball right now. So I think that, you know, we know that, like, we're a good team as well. So we think that this is a really strong four teams here because they're going to be playing in Iowa City. And we hope that there's a lot of fans wearing blue in the stands to, you know, watch good basketball.
When folks check out your team in this matchup with the Tigers, what are some things to watch for that are keys to your success?
Well, this is going to sound very cliche, but, like, our players really, really have fun when they play. And I think that's actually, I think, a little unique. You know, like, our players are playing with smiles on their faces, and they're pointing to each other. And, like, you know, we assist on so many baskets. You know, like, I think it's, like, a fun style of play to watch. You know, we like to push tempo. I don't think that's any secret. I mean, we average 81 points a game. So, you know, it's like we like to make baskets. And so people like to watch the ball go in the basket. So I think that's something that people are going to have fun watching. And, again, how much we share and how unselfish we are. And, you know, we just no one cares on our team who gets the credit for making the basket. And it's just like a really fun group to be around.
How do you think you match up with Mizzou?
You know, they're a good team. They're big. They're really big, and they're really good. And Sophie's really good. And You know, but we have some really good players too. So I think it's going to be a little bit, I know everyone, all the media is saying it's a two contrasting styles, you know, so maybe it is. But I think it's just going to be a great basketball game in Iowa City. You know, it's going to be, you know, I think it could have potential to be a high offensive game for both teams and, really just, you know, kind of getting each other's best shot.
Always enjoy the conversation, Nikki, and for your success there at Drake, anything you want to pass along to the home folks listening in Monroe City?
No, we just really appreciate all the support. I know people might be torn, but we you know, the Drake Bulldogs would really appreciate everyone cheering for us and wearing blue if you're going to be in Iowa City.
That's Nikki Hayes Ford, assistant coach for the Drake Bulldogs, my guest on the program. More coming up right after this.